This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I read a lot and I pay attention to a lot of things that are going on, and live streaming is the way. I would be streaming on TikTok right now. That is the way. They're putting a lot of money into these TikTok lives. If you are anybody out there that is trying to make a name, trying to get in media, trying to be seen or heard, I encourage you to start up a TikTok and start going live. I don't care if you're talking sports. I don't care if you're talking about fitness, fashion, cooking. Like, it is now easier than ever to make money off this stuff with influencer marketing and opportunities. And, you know, we just, I'm scrolling through my chat and I get a lot of love. I appreciate people that call with the love and the internet love, but it also comes with hate and negativity. And I acknowledge that too. I bring it on. So we had a guy in the chat, like, you're a nerd. You only have 21 views, but he was only looking at one platform. I'm streaming on 4 platforms, but I use that as an opportunity to tell some of the young people that I have in my chat that admire me, that are watching all the time, that want to be on the radio, want to have followers, want to do this as a career, as a profession. Everybody starts somewhere. Anybody can go from nothing to something. You can't be worried about the numbers right away, right? Did Steve Jobs worry about the numbers right away? Did Jeff Bezos worry about the numbers right away? Did Phil Knight worry about the numbers right away? Any successful person in any business, not just like online where everybody can see how many followers or streams you have, everybody starts at zero when they have an idea, when they come up with something, when they start something. And having those low numbers can make you quit. It can make you feel bad about yourself. It's not a direct reflection of yourself, but you have to build. And you build brick by brick, day by day. So, you know, people always project. People always project. Somebody literally can jump into my live stream and mock me and say I only have 21 viewers, which right now we have 1,073. And every night I've been doing this, we've been averaging like a couple thousand. But somebody that does that, who's... All they had was a letter J, so we couldn't see their face, and a stupid screen name. So, like, you have 0 followers. You have 0 views. We don't even know who you are, but thank you for pulling up. And I thank everybody that listens or cares to listen or does anything. Like, we are passing the time. You could be doing anything else with your Thursday night before Memorial Day weekend, and you're listening to The Fan and you're watching me talk to other fans and talk sports. So let's continue. Let's get into it. I opened up the show tonight talking to New York and talking to New York fans of the Knicks specifically. That game sucked last night. Shouldn't have ended that way. But it did. It's over. It's in the past. Now they got to respond. And you as a fan got to shake it off and know it didn't eliminate you. It doesn't end the series. And you have a resilient bunch. You have a team that they're going to answer the bell. And they answered the bell. They came out, and they looked like the better team, in my opinion, for 46 minutes. And I think you'll see more of that. So let's get back to the calls from the Knicks fans as we are just waiting every hour, right? You're antsy. You're anxious. You're waiting because you got to get redemption, right? You got to get back on the floor, get another win, and erase that loss to feel better about where you are in the series. But you're in the Eastern Conference Finals. It's Memorial Day weekend, and the Knicks are still playing. Keith McPherson on the fan. Let's go to Isaac in Brooklyn. What's up, Isaac? You're on.
Thanks for taking the call, Keith. By the way, Keith, I'm not old. I'm only 23, but I actually went to you. I talked about your live chat. And personally, I just like hearing the voices on the radio. I don't know. I like putting on WFAN. I just like it that way. That's what I'm used to as a kid. That's the way I grew up. That's why I like it.
Trust me. Radio is so intimate. You can be cleaning your house. You could be driving. You could be working out. You could be hanging. You could do other things with your eyes and just listen to the radio. And voice is so much of it, right? There's some people you might not like their voice. You can't listen to their show. You might find my voice easy to listen to, and I'm on for 5 hours. So, thanks for that. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. So I'll just start with the second thing. There were two things that really bothered me. I couldn't answer phone calls. I broke so many things in the house yesterday. Forget all that. But I didn't even see this. I saw this on Twitter, even though I was skipping all the social media things about the Knicks because it bothered me so much last night. I couldn't even watch any of it. But I saw today that Tyrese Haliburton, I turned it off a point too, handed the ball to Kat. Keith, if you're in the state championship game and you throw a pick like after you're blowing another team out and you lose the game, let's say the 1 yard line, the last play of the game, and the cornerback, let's say, flip you the football after, how do you not throw that football back at him or charge him or do something and get in his face? I don't understand what Kat, there's point two. You can't get a shot off. Take the ball, throw it back at him. You're not going to get suspended. You're not going to get a fine for that. Something. You got to show some emotion. Then you have Obi Toppin walking out through the tunnel telling fans, I'm in the Ritz. Dude, you are a nobody. We got rid of you. All you could do is dunk. All you're able to do is entertain Madison Square Garden and garbage time and come in and give us like a nice 360. But that was all you did for us. And those two things bothered me the most out of last night's game. Forget the whole thing. It was just like insult to injury that I still can't get over that part, those last two parts.
Thanks for the call, Isaac. Yeah, I understand that. They do have to keep their cool, though. It is a long series. You could get suspended, and you could hurt the team. You could do something detrimental to the group if you let emotions get the best of you, right? You just hate to see that type of stuff. And again, this is New York. They're supposed to be tough. They're supposed to have a swagger about them. They're supposed to represent the city, and you don't want to see them get punked or bullied. You don't want to see them get trolled or mocked and, that happened. Obi Toppin, though, Obi Toppin's from Brooklyn. Obi Toppin used to be a Knick. And so I saw that video, too, and I think somebody said, Obi, we got rid of you. We don't need you. And he basically told the guy his location. If there are any problems, I'm at the Ritz. Pull up. We could chat about it. We could take this as a further step, if you want to continue. But obviously, Obi, that's just his New York swag. That's just his New York energy, and he's not really going to meet up with the fan. The fan's not going to do that. That's what happens in the arena. It's the Garden. It's high energy, And afterwards, there was the clip I saw, New York Basketball does a great job on Twitter, at @NBA_New York. Did the Pacers wear down the Knicks? They asked Haliburton. And he says, I think maybe you could say that. They missed a couple free throws, short misses. In coach speak, the wear them down effect was in full effect. 7-game series, 13 days, our approach to try and wear on these guys. Their starters play a lot of minutes. So, they are super confident right now because they stole that game. They have the deeper team. The minutes police has been out on Tom Thibodeau since, the beginning of his coaching tenure. And they feel like, okay, we stole that first one and they didn't have their legs under them. And we've done this now, right? I think I read the stat last night. It was 4-1,702. That was the stat in the games that, the lead was where it was and the team came back and the Pacers have 3 out of those 4 wins. So that is their MO. That is their style. That's how they want to play. And they feel like they got one. And they feel like, you can't rock with them because they can run 10 deep. And the plan is going as planned. I said in my open, everybody has a plan until you get punched in the mouth. The Knicks got to come out and punch them in the mouth and show them that plan that you have is cool and all. But really, we lost the game. Really, we gave y'all the game. It wasn't so much you executing your plan. And, like, obviously in sports, there's athleticism, there's strategy, but then there's also some luck. It's a make-or-miss league. They made all of their shots. They made so many shots down the stretch. That ball's not going to bounce, hit the back iron and bounce straight up and go right down again. Or maybe it will. What do I know? That's why we watch. That's why we bet. That's why we have a 24/7 radio station where we talk about this stuff. And there's pregame and postgame shows and podcasts and live streams and all that good stuff to cover it. Val is up in the Bronx. What's up, Val? You're back on the Fan.
Chris, what's good, King? Long time no talk. I'm always listening, but long time no talk. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I know you're always tapped in, and I know you got something to say. I always give you your runway, so go for it.
All right, I want to talk a little Knicks, but I'm going to try to get in two baseball points really, really quickly. With my Yankees, man, I just keep following the directions. I told you I wanted that consistency. What is it, about to be like five series in a row that they won? So let's keep that going. I like that consistency. And I'm, again, disclaimer, Yankee fan, but I'm going to say this because I know people always, the minute you say something about the Mets, they feel like you're trolling. This is not that. But what I will say, if there's any truth to what some of the talk was this week about Soto, kind of hoping or wishing that he was still a Yankee, I think there's nonsense to that, and there's still a little bit of sense to that. It both could be true at the same time. And I say that to say this. When he came in last year, it was almost like an unspoken rule, no boo Soto, you know? And while he started off nicely and didn't really give us any reasons to, there was a certain kind of, welcomeness that came to him when he came here. And everything that happened, even with how we got to the World Series, I'm sure going through the struggles that he's going through right now, if there is any truth to a sentiment like that, there has to be part of him that's thinking, you know, like, if I was still there and the love that I was getting, if I'm going through this rough time right now, would I still be getting that love? As Mets fans, y'all got to, like, you know, stop trying to, like, question everything about what's wrong with him and start trying to do everything you can to help him get back to who he needs to be. That love that y'all gave him, that I think it was early in the season when y'all gave him that standing ovation when he first came back to Citi Field, and he actually talked about that, where he said it impacted him. Y'all need to get that kind of feeling going back again, because clearly the guy's got a few things going on in his head, and he's trying to settle himself. You know, and that sternness that you see, it might be just him trying to, like, be serious while he's trying to work his stuff out. It has nothing to do with y'all. He's probably more upset about what he's doing right now and the way that he's affecting things than even the fans are. So y'all need to do everything that you can to help him get back to who he needs to be. That being said, let me talk about my Knicks. Yo, Fizz, I told Big Zoo when he took the call, I wanted to say thank you to both of you for the way that you started this show. Because I call this, and I've said it before many times on the Fan, this is a city of Easter versus Armageddon. 1 minute, the Christ done risen, and the next minute, the four horsemen is rolling, and the world is about to end. Yo, it's game one, okay? The Minutes Police came out a couple of, what was it, even over the weekend. The Minutes Police, I didn't hear not one of them. Everybody was saying the fact that he played them so hard and plays them the way that he does is probably what put them over the top in the series. Because at times when they needed to have their head and their legs, it showed that their conditioning was actually there and they actually had it over the other team. Now all of a sudden, it's back to the playing too much minutes. The Brunson thing with the put him in, not put him in, you know, hero ball and all this stuff like that. Just a couple of days ago, it was, you know, thank God we got him, and all of this. We cannot be like this, man. We got to let them know that we are built for this. We were actually, like, I mean, so much in that game that I'm listening to people talking about they had turned the game off thinking that they won it. You know what I'm saying? So it's not that far. There's a few things that, yes, we need to do to get back in it, but I would prefer to hear more of the calls that are coming through. And I heard some of those, like the previous caller, a couple of callers. Like I heard somebody on Evan and Tiki where he was talking to them about some strategy stuff. Let me hear some things that you're actually putting something to the conversation that's like, you know, how we make these adjustments to move forward. Because it's a long series. This is only game one. And we need to, like, make people like that. And one last thing I'm going to say, or one more thing I'm going to say about that. And that's why I like my guys, because we take things personal. Instead of worrying about, like, oh, it's done and starting to talk stuff about Tibbs needs, they need to run Tibbs out and this, that, the other, and the third. Yo, understand. The way that Brunson and them, like, the stuff with that choke and all that stuff like that, The real thing right now is to make them people look like fools, to make the little chuckling that you heard from Reggie Miller when he hit the shot, and he was, you could hear him in the background as Albert was talking about the play, and he was laughing. Make them all look like fools, because y'all are idiots. Y'all won one game, and y'all starting to run your mouths already. When we win the next four straight, or we take the series in six, then let's hear what everybody got to say. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Fizz, keep up the energy, man, and keep New York alive, brother. Yo, Big Zoo, shout out. Knicks all the way.
And, yeah, we were on that type of time just a couple hours ago in the beginning of the show talking about the Knicks. I think they did so much good in the game, but it's overshadowed by the little bit of bad not closing the game. In the same way I said that the Knicks got ahead of themselves, they didn't run through the tape, they count their eggs, you know, before they hatched, they felt like that game was in the bag because the party was all the way up in Madison Square Garden and they were feeling themselves and they got. Well, the Pacers are feeling themselves. Now you got to make them look stupid. You got to make them look foolish. Okay, you got one game. Go take the next two games. Lock down. Raise the intensity up. Have a chip on your shoulder. Have an edge, right? I wouldn't be smiling this second game. I wouldn't be laughing or joking this second game. I'd play with a little bit of fire. I'd play with some energy like, yo, you know, you stole one. We got to get that one back. It's business. It's straight business. Belief is needed now. I know a lot of Knicks fans through the first round, second round, and already in this third round have been ready to pack it up and quit. Because you're not used to this territory. You're not used to being here. It gets tough. You're going to lose games. You're going to have heartbreak. But you got to believe in these guys. They got here for a reason. They have talented players. They have a good coach. They got to bounce back. And, you know, going back to what Val was saying about Juan Soto and the standing ovation, Mets fans are great. You know what I said? Like, being at Yankee Stadium for the Subway Series, Mets fans are really nice. The Mets fans that I met that recognized me, that wanted to talk to me, came up to me, their approach was really nice. Yankee fans, aggressive. Yankee fans, mean. Yankee fan, not all of us, but for the most part, the Yankee fan is nasty. The Mets fan, you know, is pleasant a lot of times that I've seen. They're not so hardened, not trying to be tough. And they want to love Juan Soto. They want to give him a standing ovation. They want to pick him up. And I don't think they're going to boo him. He got booed enough in the Bronx. I think he's going to get a love fest with the Dodgers series if he performs. I think it's going to be loud. And then you have the junior varsity coming in with the White Sox and the Rockies. But how about handle the Dodgers first, right? Handle the reigning champs first and break out of it a little bit. Get back home, right? Juan Soto, get back home with the Supreme Court of Soto and get back in your ballpark in front of your fans and take the bat off your shoulder. Be who you are. Be who they're paying you to be. I do think coming back to Yankee Stadium was a shock to his system. Imagine going back to your old office place, a place you worked for a year, and you look at your old desk or your old cubby or your old cubicle, and it's completely different, and you know, nobody says what's up to you. If anything, they're looking at you, so it feels awkward. It's like, whoa. A lot of changes around here. I mean, it's that times 1,000 for Juan Soto. He was in a stadium, and I was in that stadium 50 times last year. He was in a stadium that stadium he had eating out of the palm of his hands. And even though he was just dancing for dollars, he was just showing the whole Major League Baseball, look, see, look how the fans love me. I'm Juan Soto. I'm the Centurion. Offer me the biggest contract ever. The love from the Yankee fans was real. They didn't boo him, and they wanted him to feel at home, and they wanted to try to entice him to stay. Yankee fans did their part. But when he came back and saw that same area, and like I said, probably the same faces, because you know, if you go to Yankee Stadium, we see the same people all the time. Season ticket holders, regulars, obviously the ushers, security people, bartenders, vendors, people that work at concessions. It's the same people there every year. Juan Soto probably saw some of the same faces. He couldn't look at those faces, but that's done. He does not have to go back to Yankee Stadium unless there's a Subway Series, World Series. So I expect the Met fan to welcome him, to cheer him, and for him to loosen up this weekend and next week in Citi Field. 888-808-1019. And, you know, Val started off talking about 5 series wins in a row. And, man, when the Yankees, they do this a lot, right? When they're winning series and they're winning in different kinds of ways, and there are different heroes each game and series, you just start to fall for the team. You start to feel like they can't be beat. You start to feel like they're going to find a way. And it's a good feeling. You can't go undefeated, but it's a good feeling to string together five series wins in a row. The Knicks are looking for their third series win in a row, and I think that they're on their way tomorrow in the Garden to evening things up. Let's go to Richard in Manhattan on the fan. Richard, you got it.
Keith, I got a quick question for you.
Okay.
Which of these four teams has the best road record in baseball? The Los Angeles Dodgers, the New York Mets, the New York Yankees, or the Tampa Bay Rays? Which of those four?
I don't know off the top of my head. I would guess the Dodgers.
Nope. I wouldn't ask you that if it was the Dodgers.
Tampa the Rays?
Bay. Yep.
Because I was going to say, because the Rays play in a ballpark that is not their own. So they probably love going on the road. I know when they came to the Yankee Stadium, I'm like, they love playing in big ballparks because they play in George M. Steinbrenner Field.
Can you imagine their payroll to the other three?
Yeah, it's nothing.
Hey, Devin Williams made a comeback. Juan Soto can make a comeback. Why not? Why not? And, you know, Keith, last Friday night, I thought I was at the height of sports. Unbelievable.
Soto coming back to
the Mets. Soto coming back with the Mets to Yankee Stadium. On the same night, the Knicks are playing the Boston Celtics, ready to clinch the second-round series. That was unbelievable until last night, I've never seen anything like that. First of all, Keith, the game, that first half, you know how I'll describe it to you? First of all, for me, as a 65-year basketball watching guy. So I've been watching since Cousy, 1961, I remember. Anyway, since watching that game last night, that first half, it reminded me of how the All-Star games, NBA All-Star games, used to be in the 80s with Magic and Isaiah and those guys, Stockton and them guys. The All-Star games were up and down, but defense was being played. That's how that first half looked yesterday. Both teams were playing defense, trying to guard the other team, but it was up and down, break basketball. It was wonderful to watch. Of course, the second half was a little different, but to me, the Knicks looked like they ran out of steam. But what happened, I think, most of all to the Knicks yesterday, as great as Brunson is, and you can't say nothing negative about the guy. He is wonderful, this guy. But as great as he is not a pure point guard. He's not in the mold of Stockton or Isaiah or Magic or Jay Kidd or Walt Frazier. Those guys not only were point guards and they can score, they were also leaders as far as knowing the tempo, coaches on the court. I don't get that sense with Brunson, like as a coach, you know, and I blame also Thibodeau yesterday. I mean, to lose a lead like that, the way they were playing with their pants on fire, trying to score. See, I think they got intoxicated by the way they were playing the first half. And
that was the best game that they played from start to almost finish the entire playoffs.
Correct. So they didn't take, you know, it's like a boxer. You know, you have to fight one. Don't leave yourself open in the 15th round. Just play it cool. Let this guy come at you, but just stave away. Don't get knocked out. And they try to make too many plays. And Keith, when I saw that ball hit the rim, go straight up in the air, and then come back down. I mean, it went up really high in the air. I've never seen a shot go that high up in the air. And come back down without even grazing the rim. It came straight through the net. That was divine intervention. That was unbelievable.
Thanks for the call, Richard. Yeah, it was something. I screamed. I was in here. I ran. I said, oh! The Garden. You know, something about the Garden and visiting teams and players. Like, they breathe that same air that they pump into there, and it can help them, too. Hopefully not tomorrow night. Keith McPherson on the fan. We're rolling. 888-808-1019. We got to break it down, though. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. But the Liberty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Played. Shout out to Adam G6 in the chat. I got to tap in with the Liberty. I've never seen a game, and I was invited to come see a game, but I always say, like, they play when the Yankees play, not tonight. I mean, I'm on the radio. It's not like I could have went tonight. But they play in Barclays Center, and they are the reigning champs, and they are good. So I gotta go see a game over there. Why not? I go see a game everywhere else. I've been in every other arena. I've seen every other team. When's the next game for the New York Liberty? Buy tickets. Tuesday, May 27th. See, that's the other thing. They play at night when I'm on air or when the Yankees are on and I got to watch the Yankees, or the Mets are on and I got to watch the Yankees to talk about them on air. Anywho, we got Yankees calls. We got Knicks calls. I don't get too many Mets calls. I understand. The Met fan is like, I don't want to talk to you. You think I want to freaking talk to you about Juan Soto? Maybe you want to talk to me about Brett Beatty. Maybe you want to talk to me about Starling Marte. Maybe you want to talk to me about Luis Torrens. No? No? I'm here if you change your mind. Bruce is in Flushing on the fan. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, Keith. A couple of basketball points and a couple of Yankee points. First on the basketball. If memory serves me correct, Sam Jones won Game 4 in the 69 playoffs against the Lakers with the exact same type of shot. Hit the rim, bounced up in the air, and came down. So
I'll take your word for it.
Second thing, I'm not blaming the refs for the Knicks will win this game. But I'm 67 years old, thank God, behind her, and I never saw where you have a top five ball player in the NBA in his home court getting beat up the way Brunson did. Now, again, I'm not blaming the rest of the loss, but the guy is playing at home court. He's one of the top players in the game and doesn't get any calls.
Yeah, it is odd. He doesn't get the superstar whistle still.
It boggles the mind.
He's small, and he's underrated for some reason still. Even if he won the Clutch Player of the Year. He was an all-star starter. But no, like, you're expecting him to get the LeBron treatment, the Steph Curry treatment, the Luka treatment.
I don't mind the ticky tackles, but he was getting physically beat up. Elbows in the head, elbows in the throat.
And we got slow-mo view where you can see it so clearly, but the referees don't see it as clear as we're watching it on the TV in real time.
That's what they get paid to do that.
they get paid to watch the game from the best seat in the house. They're on the floor watching the Eastern Conference Finals, not affecting the game, not calling anything.
Yankee points. I was watching MLB Central today, and I saw Mark DeRosa saying that Will Warren has elite stuff. If I had told you that in the beginning of the season, would you believe it?
No. I mean, Will Warren in spring training looked good, but he struggled in the first month of the season where I thought he was a candidate to be sent down when Clark Schmidt came back. I thought he was a candidate to be sent down if they made a trade. He has really turned a corner. I give credit to Matt Blake, maybe Gerrit Cole, and maybe the veteran pitchers on the staff that are there with them. Like, he turned into a veteran. He went from a rookie. He grew up quick. I think that's a good way to put it. He grew up in a matter of 3 weeks.
Yeah, Susan said basically the same thing. He said he learned how to pitch in major leagues, which is outstanding. Second thing, what's the mark of a good team? The mark of a good team is that every night there's a different hero. Now, as opposed to last year, we had two, Soto and Judge, and that was basically it. But this team, every night's a different guy. One night is Rice. One night is Bellinger. One night is Goldschmidt. You know, and one night is the catcher. So, to me, that's the mark of a good team.
Yeah, it feels good. And as I was talking about this team getting put together, thanks for the call, Bruce. I was saying, okay, last year we had the top tandem in baseball. We had the best 1-2 punch, Soto and Judge. Wasn't more of a feared duo in the league. And those guys could bail you out. If one of them was slumping, the other one would come through. Or Soto will get on and Judge is driving him in. Or if, you know, it's you're down to your last out, you're hoping you can get Soto up or get Judge up and win like that. And I said we needed to shift from a top tandem to a top team. And now, that's why I said Brian Cashman's on a little bit of a heater, bro. I know we don't want to ever give him credit, but I know for a fact, and I love when people, and I say all these things like this, I say I know for a fact, people be like, you don't know on the internet. Like, this guy says he knows. Like, you don't know. I know for a fact Brian Cashman didn't want to give Juan Soto $760 million in 16 years. I know he didn't want to give any player that. I know he knows Juan Soto is great. Right, they said so much in the American League Championship. They were just happy that Juan Soto was on the team, right? Because a guy like Juan Soto, when the moment fell on Juan Soto, he had the at-bat that sent them to the American League Championship. We don't know if any other guy on the team would have been able to have an at-bat like that to essentially win the game. But Juan Soto wanted to go to the highest bidder, and I've joked that if the Savannah Bananas put all their money together and said, yeah, we're the Savannah Bananas, we want to sign Juan Soto to a 15-year deal, he would have signed with the Bananas. He'd be playing banana ball right now. But he went to the Mets. They got the richest owner in the sport and a bright future, and they're going to make a dynasty. And all that's well and good. You know, I believe it when I see it. But Brian Cashman now was tasked with pivoting. And so far, very good. The pivot was so good, you don't even need Gerrit Cole right now, in theory. You don't really need Giancarlo Stanton right now in there. Like, you know how crazy that is? Like, the Yankees don't need the Cy Young winner from 2 years ago, the rookie of the year from last year, the ALCS MVP from last year. Like, Cole, Heel, Stanton have not played a single game, and they've won five series in a row, and they just went up against, you know, three legit starting pitchers in Patrick Corbin, Jacob deGrom, and Nathan Eovaldi, and swept the Rangers. And there were people telling me, don't even bother this year, Keith. This isn't the year. They're going to regress. They're going to take a step back. How are they going to replace the production of Soto? They have to. And I got on air and I said, it's the Yankees' business to do this. They have to be good. They have to sell tickets. They're not trying to take a step back. And in this championship window, when Judge gets a year older, Stanton a year older, DJ a year older, like, they have to go for it. And man, Max Fried, Devin Williams, Paul Goldschmidt, Cody Bellinger, great. And then the young guys who, hey, you young guys are going to be forced into duty. No, we're not getting a third baseman. We got a third baseman at home. Oswaldo Cabrera, heel up. Oswald Peraza, Peraza-Palooza, back on. I saw you today, and I saw you in this series making defensive plays. I saw you double. Like, I'm all right with Peraza. Like, he, you know, I wish he was a little bit better, but the team is so good. He does not have to be a superstar. Yorbit Vivas. The kid went into the clubhouse after he homered. He called his mom. He's a whole kid. You know how proud you were when you were young? You do something, you called your mom. Hey, Ma, what happened? I got my first scholarship offer. Great, son. See you when you get home. Like, Yorbit Vivas is on the Yankees. He hit the homer to win the game. He went in the clubhouse. He called his mom and his family in Venezuela. What a great game today. The Yankees, like, I'm falling in love with the team that Cashman put together. They're on a little heater. It doesn't matter if it's Luke Weaver or Devin Williams or Jonathan Loaisiga is back and more help is on the way. They have so many guys, and I think their chemistry is right. They smile and they laugh and they seem like they're locked in. It seems like the clubhouse is right. It seems like the chemistry is right. And they know there's only one mission. Mission 28. There's only one mission out here, and it's to get back to the World Series. And whoever comes out of the National League, so be it. Man, I'm not going to rush it. You take it day by day, game by game, series by series, week by week, month to month. But we are talking about where the New York Yankees are as of Memorial Day weekend, which starts tomorrow. Hell, some of you might have been starting tonight. It might be Memorial Day Eve, Thursday for you tonight. The Yankees are in first place. The Yankees have 30 wins. The Yankees have a high run differential. It's not just Aaron Judge save us or we can't win. Anybody can be the hero. The pitching has been great. Anybody in this lineup can hit home runs, drive in runs. I know Yankee fans are, you know, never happy and spoiled and want to complain, but I don't think there's anything to complain about right now. Let's go to John and Masbeth on the fan. John, how you feeling?
Damn, Keith. No Mets fans want to call you about Juan Soto?
It's weird, bro. Like, they want to talk to me online. They want to comment on my Instagram and my Twitter a bunch.
Yeah.
But they, you know, I might get one every hour. I might get one Met fan that doesn't do the internet. And it's like, hey, Keith, you know, what do you feel about the lineup or, you know?
I know, yeah. They always talk to me on the internet, too. They say bad things, though. But you know what, though? I'll talk to you about Juan Soto. Yeah, let's start off with some numbers. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's start off with the number 9.
Okay.
He's grounded into 9 double plays this year when he grounded into 10 the entire last year.
Okay.
Now let's go to the number 3. He struck out 3 times so far this year in 2 games. Which the second one was yesterday, right?
Right.
Last year, in 150 plus games, he struck out 3 times, also in 2 games. But it took 150 plus games for that, you know.
I don't even 49. Remember those games. That like never happened. And I always say with Soto, if that happens, he's the next one. Like the next day, he's the first one in the batting cage. He's making up for it. That was his like thing.
Yeah, first one in the batting cage. Now, this year, he's the last one on the field, you know?
Yeah, but that's real. I saw that in Yankee Stadium. He's the last one to come out of the dugout.
Yeah, he's scared, man. He's scared to face the reality. Now, let's go to the number one. There's only one batter who lost more bat speed than him so far this year. That's Josh Naylor. His bat speed, they declined, where he lost more bat speed than anyone else so far this year compared to last year, except for one player. So there you have it. You know, the number one, you know, only one player lost more bat speed. The number two, you know, two games and three strikeouts so far this year when he had two games and three strikeouts all last year. And the number nine double plays this year, 10 all last year. I don't know what's going on, man, but hey, listen.
Zero shuffles. You forgot. We haven't seen one Soto shuffle, zero, compared to 100 last year.
Oh, no. Nah. The only thing he's shuffling right now is stacks of hundreds, you know? That's a Soto shuffle now.
The only thing he's hustling is Steve Cohen and the Mets.
The only thing he's hustling is Steve Cohen. Yep. That's the only thing he's shuffling right now. He's in his high-rise condo somewhere in Midtown, shuffling all the stacks of $10,000 each. Like they're nothing. But, yeah, so, you know, whatever, man. At least he's happy. At least his mom's happy. His family's happy. They got their private jet, their suite, their premium tickets, their security and all that. Listen, he did it all for his family. What can you say, you know?
John, the Seven Line is listening because they're big fans of mine. I saw you got into a little back and forth with the Seven Line. Let them know that you live close to Citi Field, that you're not driving out to Citi Field to make the content.
I can get to Citi Field in 10 minutes, you know? So I really, listen, people say that, oh, you drove to Citi Field. I actually just drove by there 15 minutes ago, as a matter of fact.
I'm sure you pass it a lot on the highway. I'm sure you have to pass it a lot.
I mean, damn, I might go pull out of my driveway and go back to Citi Field right now and I might go put a Yankee hat on top of Tom Seaver or something, you know, make him go feel like a winner.
Thanks for the call, John. 888-808-1019. John has become, public enemy number two with the Met fan online. I'm number one. I got Met fans threatening me. I got Met fans telling me what to say, what not to say. I'm like, well, we've only just begun. Oh, this is 15 years. This is the first Subway Series. Juan Soto coming back to Yankee Stadium. It's fun, man. Juan Soto has added so much juice to the Met-Yankee rivalry, the Subway Series, the back and forth. Maybe in July you'll have your time in the sun. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Talking sports. Got to take a break. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Right after this, 888-808-1019. Moose is in Jamaica on the Fan. What's up, Moose?
You're a Keith. What to do?
You know, doing the job.
Handful of quick hitters about the Yankees, and I'll talk about the Knicks. Stop me when I'm telling lies. The Yankees don't have prospects. The Yankees are relying on washed-up veterans. The Yankees don't have enough pitching to compete with top-tier starters.
I think everything you're saying is a lie. Mm-hmm. You said stop me when are you intentionally saying things that aren't true?
No, I'm trolling. To give benefit to the doubt of the benefit. If that's a tongue twister, it's the play on words. I guess I'm emceeing. I don't even know what I'm doing at this point. I'm just enthralled with the fact that we're on pace to win 99 games when we were by Vegas to maybe win 80 something because we had so and so and so and so. But that being said about the Yankees, good for us. I went to the game, kind of chilly. I tried to walk in there with a Red Bull. They said, nah, you have to finish it. I'm like, I'm not chugging a Red Bull in like 50-degree weather.
Yeah, you can't bring an open container. You can't walk in the stadium with an open Gatorade.
In the summer, they're nice. If you have like a bottle of water, something like that.
It's got to be sealed. Trust me. I have tried to bring up a lot of miscellaneous things into Yankee Stadium. You can't do that.
First things first, you can't even get like 203 seats no more. They've been like, you have to buy 203 seats a week before the game.
I was just having this conversation because of the popularity of the bleacher creatures. 203, the price is sometimes or like 100 level prices, and it's always packed, and they're, I don't know.
The times I try to show up at least like half an hour to an hour early to say what up to fucking Mike. Because we always have like grown men conversations and stuff. It wasn't the Yankee fans. When my mom, God bless her heart, took me to my first Yankee game in 2002, and we beat the Royals like 16-4. There was like 2 grand slams by Robin Ventura. I'll never forget it. It was crazy. Like you would look like other fans would look down upon you if you didn't clap when the music played. Now, they're the only person clapping in my section. Like there's like no enthusiasm. Everybody's
times have phone. Changed.
Like, you realize you're at a baseball game.
Times have changed. Baseball games and the watching experience has certainly evolved. Thanks for the call, Moose. You just, you know, spark something from me watching the game today and me tweeting today. And I laugh because people think I have some type of power because I was talking about changing the beard policy and they did it. And I also was campaigning for like 5+ years of stop playing New York, New York. Don't play Frank when we lose. And now, no, they'll play, I don't know, Alicia Keys or That's Life. In between pitches, you will get about 4 to 5 seconds of like a song tease. In between pitches, they will play, I don't know, a little bit of a hip hop song, a rock song, an EDM song, just any song. And I knew it didn't go on forever. I knew this was new. And I got to the bottom of it today because I saw Brendan Cuddy tweet about it. I saw other fans tweet about it. And I said it too. Saturday when I was in there, I'm like, all right, I don't know if I need the music between every other ball strike, a guy stepping out of the batter's box, whatever. But you know what I'm talking about in Yankee Stadium. They will play the first 5 seconds of a song, like maybe like, you know how like a Tribe Called Quest award tour starts? Doom, doom, doom. Doom, 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 doom. Doom, doom, doom. And then before you even get to the good part, they cut it. Me, I don't like that as a former DJ and a music head. I don't like that music tease. And then also as a baseball fan watching the game, I'm like, I don't need that. But I think it's to keep people's attention span some. And today, I did get to the bottom of it and I got an answer. It started in the postseason. So it just started in October. And the players like it. And I think the players have some influence on some of the songs. And it's supposed to be similar to the NBA where, like when you go to Barclays Center, every possession, they have a different instrumental plan. So it's kind of like that. And it's just crazy. That's why I say our fandom has evolved. Our ballpark experiences have evolved because they're playing a lot of sounds to make people focus on the game. I don't need that, but people have short attention spans. People have phones. It's a way to get you to like, even with the like they flash two strikes all across the stadium. And then when it's two strikes, two outs, and I'm always beating it to the punch. If you're in the stadium with me, two strikes, two outs, I'm standing up, come on. And then you hear the But yeah, I got to the bottom of that. I don't know if that's changing anytime soon. People think I have the power to change it. I'm lobbying against it. I put out the tweet today. I'm like, respectfully, we don't need it. The little song tease before, you know, and after pit, like we don't need it. How did I write? I said, and they don't care. But I think, you know, somebody follows me in the Yankee universe in the Yankee front office. Somebody saw the tweet. I said, by the power vested in me, please stop playing the few seconds of a song tease in between pitches at the Yankees, at Yankee Stadium, at DJ Jung. I actually got to text DJ Jung about it. I text the guy that works with DJ Jung. And he told me the information on it. So, yeah, that's what it is. When you hear that in Yankee Stadium, a little bit of a song in between. Like, if you're going to play the song, play the full song. But we also don't need songs in between every other pitch. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. It's 11 o'clock, and I usually like to do the big shot around 11 o'clock. So we'll do that. Big shot of the night right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.